Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Kiler. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Gomez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Derek White. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sean Bergman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Brian Kaiser. And now, play ball. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Curtis takes first base on ball 4. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Curtis. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Curtis steals second. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kiler hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Curtis moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Gomez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Johnson. The throw from Flaherty and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Raines hits a line drive into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stubbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Stubbs reaches second base with a double. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Derek White is at the plate with a count of 2-0. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lavalier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Curtis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Curtis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mouton. Curtis reaches second base with a double. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiler strikes out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Curtis scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Kiser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker moves to third. Stubbs moves to second. Derek White is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flaherty is 0-for-1 in the game. Flaherty strikes out. Two outs. Chad Curtis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Curtis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Curtis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Stubbs scores. Gomez moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kiler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Kiser covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mouton. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. Lavalier drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whitaker out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stubbs hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Fryman scores. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a pop-up into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Derek White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 2 in the game. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radinsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Curtis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Curtis hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The ball gets by Flaherty. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Shaw now pitching. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kiler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiler hits a line drive towards first. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mudin. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-3 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fryman scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mudin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mudin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. Mudin reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Mudin moves to third. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lavalier for the out. Mudin scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Tigers. Brian Bohannon now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Derek White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mouton. White reaches second base with a double. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 3 in the game. Flaherty bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Curtis strikes out. 2 outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kiler is 0 for 4 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kiler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin pinch hits for Dave Martinez. Mike Christopher now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mouton hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norberto Martin now playing third base. Robin Ventura now playing first base. Bill Simas now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0 for 4 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fryman moves to second. Larry Thomas now pitching. Juan Samuel pinch runs for Cecil Fielder. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Fryman moves to third. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Durham reaches second base with a double. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalier hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. Lavalier reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. It's 7-4, Tigers. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. Lavalier moves to third. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Lavalier scores. It's 7-5, Tigers. Felipe Lira now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.